too radical with that message. Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my love with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, joining us live in the studio, killing us softly with his...
killing us softly, man, I died.
Nadine joining us live in the studio. Hi, Nadine, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're fantastic. You know, it's a good Friday. Yeah. And on Friday, we do things the right way, and the right way
is the live way.
Taylor's finally within the spirit. But I'm glad to have you here. We've had you in studio a couple of moons ago.
Yeah.
And you did Listen. No, it wasn't Listen. It was Some People Want It All.
I Got You.
Yes, and that was, that was fantastic. And now you're back and you have something different for us today.
Yeah.
A brand new song.
Yes, I have a brand new song that's actually being released today.
Fantastic. Well, before we talk about that song, let's talk about your music and your musical upbringing and how you got into music, why you got into music.
Well, it's always just been my passion. As a young girl, I've just, you know, played the music in the house, sang out loud, and then I joined a choir, and I tried to do music earlier, like record. It didn't really go well, but then, it's just been my passion. I think everybody has that little thing that they love doing, and music has been, and singing, of course, has been one of them.
Exactly.
Sure, and you know, choir kids always have that certain je ne sais quoi, as we like to say. Like, honestly, all people who sing ridiculously good, I know that they always have been a part of a choir at some point in their life. Even my mom, she says, that's what makes your voice good.
Yeah.
And so it really, your voice is really something that's unique, and it's really, really, it's really passionate. You can hear the passion in your voice, and that's just so pretty.
Yeah. It's outstanding. Now, you said you've had like, okay, you did music and then you stopped a bit and then you're now back again. Now, what caused you to come back? What caused you to bring it back again?
Well, I think it's just people that came into my life at a certain time, which is obviously this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, just thought, okay, let me make use of this opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think I was just at the right place at the
in
right
your
time.
Life, yeah,
exactly.
So met really good people, and I thought, okay, you know, let me try, you know, finally releasing a song, a single. And yeah, I'm pretty excited, and yeah, that's what's happening at the moment.
And Nadine, do you write your own music? Where did you start when it first came to producing the song?
Well, I'm not a writer, it's actually produced by K-Boss and Chris Wayne. So they helped me with the song initially. And yeah, I was just the singer.
And then you got into studio and you made magic, honestly.
I made magic in one night.
Exactly. And I think it's privilege. I think a lot of people don't get to, you know, work with the greats immediately. I think you're just so blessed to be like, hey, Chris Wayne. DJ K-Bot,
yeah.
Take the big guys, and then they make things. Oh my God, that is so nice. Now let's talk about the creation process, the production process, because I'm assuming beforehand you're not really recording and making music in studios. Let's talk about the studio experience and, you know, the recording over and over. Another take.
Uh-huh.
How did you find that experience?
Well, I was nervous, obviously, but they really made me feel comfortable. Mm. And being a natural singer, it was a bit. I was actually sick when I was recording the song.
Really?
Yes, I was having a flu, and DJ Cables was like, "This is the right
the
time
best
to
time." Yeah.
So, if we did it at, you know, just after work, and I went home just before 12. So we did this in one night.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting. The recording over and over. I had to drink water at some point, you know, just to get that voice back. But it was it was a nice experience. I was comfortable, and I was comfortable behind the mic. So that's I think that's what made it easy for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And if you're comfortable, then you get to enjoy what you're doing. I mean, that's the best part. Exactly. Now, this song is dropping today, yes?
Yes, it's dropping today.
And now it's always like that with artists. Like, okay, cool, we have something now. When is the next one coming? So I'm assuming you're going to keep the pedal to the metal, no?
Well, I'm actually thinking of the first quarter next year.
Wow.
Starting with a new song. So, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah, we want to keep the ball rolling.
Of course, yeah. And we're looking forward to more music, but I'm very excited to hear this because I haven't heard it yet.
Yes.
I'm very excited to hear it for the first time here today, and I'm giving you guys my review.
Hey.
But I'm sure it's going to be good because you're so talented.
Already, yeah. But before we dive into that, let's quickly check with Gilitos because almost lunchtime and people need to know where to go to get their lunch, and they'll be coming back right now. It's 12:41. You're still tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9 on the heart and soul of Namibia. Joining me live in studio, Nadine. Hi, once again.
Hello.
Now we're here because Nadine has dropped, is dropping a brand new single.
Yep.
Your first single ever. It's called Summoning. Now let's talk about Summoning. What is it about, and what's the story behind it?
Well, basically, Summoning is just a song that all ladies can relate to. Mm-hmm. You know, relationships going up and down, but when you see him again, you know, all that anger goes away and you just lure him back in again. So it's just that ongoing cycle of just the norm relationships. And I really wanted to release a song that women can actually relate to and mm-hmm. listen to. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And do you relate to it? Is it like one of those songs you're like, okay, it actually resonates with my heart and this happened and that happened?
No, it's not something. It's not a personal song. It's, I just wanted to have something for the listeners.
Exactly.
Yeah, something people can actually relate to, but it's nothing. There's no personal backstory to
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that's the nice thing about music. And a lot of musicians I follow, specifically a guy named Hozier, uh-huh. and he writes music that's not necessarily his experiences,
yeah.
but he can tell other people's stories as well. And that's the brilliant thing about music, is that you don't necessarily have to experience it, but you can tell a story for someone else to relate to, for someone else to understand and sympathize with those particular things. So it's the moment of truth right now, Taylor. It's about time for you to give the song the review that you've been waiting for. This one is a brand new single, never been heard before anywhere yet. Exclusive debut, that is Summoning by Nadine. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some good music right here on Fresh FM 102.9. Enjoy. Are you ready?
I'm ready.